Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is a warm, nice day here in Jacksonville, Florida. Today is March the 23rd, 2022. It's an amazing day. And don't forget, this is the day that God has made. We are rejoicing. We are so glad in it. God is an awesome God. He's still on the throne. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will always be present with you. Don't forget, he's loyal. He's faithful. He is the king. He is the creator. Remember, he spoke everything into existence by what he said, let there be. He said, let there be, and it is still today. Let there be light, and it's still light. He separated the light from the darkness. Don't you remember what he did? He did awesome things in the creation of the whole world. We're talking about a God who lives. We're not talking about a dead God. We're talking about a God who's yet on the throne, a God who lives, a God who knows your name. We got to sing a new song to him every day. We got to sing his praises and give him praise, glory, and thanksgiving. That's what he wants from us. He wants us to give him praise, thanksgiving every day. He's the God of glory. He's a triumphant God. He's never lost the case. He's the judge. He's the lawyer. He's the attorney. He's the doctor. Yeah, he's our father, our mother. Everything we need is in one, in him. He is Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider. He provided life, breath in your body today. Don't forget who he is. He's yet on the throne. He's the almighty father. And so we have to say hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. All praises to the holy God. Yeah, he's holy. He's righteous. He said, be ye holy, even as he is holy. He said, be ye holy, even as I am holy. Oh, you know he's holy? Yeah, that means he's a righteous God. He lives right, and he commanded us to live right. So we have to do what he says. You know the promises in his word? They're for us. Yes, they're for us on a daily basis. We got to follow him. Don't go the way of the evil person. Don't go the way of the corrupt people. Go the way of Jehovah. He's Jehovah Nisi, that banner. He's Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. I don't know about you, but I need peace on the inside of me every day. I need peace. I need to be, you know, in peace. You know, when I'm driving down the highway and somebody going 100 miles an hour and they flying, I need to be at peace. You know, when you're in the grocery store and people are saying all kind of stuff and, you know, being ugly, I need to be at peace. When I'm in my neighborhood and I hear somebody outside using foul language and not treating other people right and doing things that, you know, are ungodly, I need to be at peace. I need to be able to call on the peacemaker to intervene in these situations that I'm in. Guess what? You do too. And I'm grateful for you. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. As I said, today is March the 23rd, 2022. He's an amazing God. We serve him. We serve the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God who made you. He made me. And you know what, in his word, in Proverbs 7, 1 through 4, it says, my son, you could say my daughter too, pay attention to my words. Yeah, people of God, pay attention to the words that Solomon told his son. Treasure my commands that are within you. Obey my commands so that you may live. Follow my teaching just as you protect the pupil of your eye. Tie them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. Give the name, my relative, to understanding. In order to guard yourself from an adulterous woman, a man, from a loose woman or a loose man with her smooth talk. You know, Solomon was so awesome now. He was so awesome. He know what to say to his son. Yeah, his children, you know what to say. He had a daughter, too. So it's time. It's time for our step in order. I'm sorry. it's time for our steps to be ordered by the Lord.
I'm fine, Sister G, and all the sisters and brothers on the line. Amen. You are here, worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in every place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you're a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning life around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending heart. I worship you. I worship you. All the time, Lord, you're a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Oh, you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. That is who you are.
Amen, amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my God. He is a way maker. He is moving in our midst. He's here. He's there. He's everywhere. He's in every city, every state, every nation, every continent. There's no place that he is not. So I thank God for him, our way maker. He is the light in the dark place. You know, the earth is getting darker every day. I'm not talking about with the, you know, the moon and the sun not shining. I'm talking about the darkness of sin, sin all over the earth. Every country, every continent, there's sin, and sin is darkness. But we got to be the light. The light. How do we get the light in us? By serving the Most High God, by reading the Word, studying the Word, praying, being in the secret place with Him. That's how we get more light. We get more light every time. That's how we get the light in us. You can't get the Word by turning your light on in your house. You can't get that light. Mm-mm. You can't get his light from turning the light on your house. Even if you went to a stadium and put floodlights on you, that's not going to give you the light you need, the light of God. No, you got to do the work. Read the word, study the word, obey the word. I know some people read the word, they study the word, but you know what? You got to obey what God said. How are you going to know what to obey if you're not reading, if you're not studying, if you're not fellowshipping with him? Yeah, he is omnipresent, and he wants us to be present with him. I'm not talking about absent from the body. I'm talking about being his presence. So we thank God for you. We have another mighty woman of God on with us. All of you are mighty men and women of God. But we have another woman of God on with us. She's mighty in playing, skillful in playing and singing, as Sister Lanny is. She's Gloria Dean Charlo from Marrero, Louisiana. Good afternoon, Gloria Dean. Sister Gloria Dean, how are you? Hello? Sister Gloria Jean? I got her phone off mute, but I can't hear you. Sister Gloria Jean must have stepped away from her phone for a minute. All right, she's on with us, but she probably stepped away from her phone for a minute. She'll be back. All right. So it's time to go into the Word. She'll pray at another time. But, Father, we just honor your presence, and we give you thanks and glory. We thank you for each and every person who's on the line today and all those in our cities where we live, particularly our families all over the world. We're giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for who you are. We are thankful, Lord God, that you blessed us with life, abundant life, with strength and health in our bodies. And we, Lord God, come to repent before you. Any way we've offended you, any way we've sinned against you, you said, who can know the error? So any way we've sinned against you, any way we've sinned against other people, even ourselves, oh God, forgive us, Lord. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, Father. So, Father, we come to praise your name, to lift your name on high. You are almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up every senior citizen on here, every age person that's on here, in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you, moving by your spirit into our midst, giving us ears to hear what your spirit will say to us today. Amen.
What did you just say? Yeah. What did you put it there?
All right. The phone lines are unmuted. So if you're talking, you got music going on, something in the background, mute yourself back, okay? Thank you. All right. I'll call Sister Gloria Dean a few times. She didn't hear me. She couldn't answer me, whatever. She's on. All right. Thank God for each of you. Still got something going on in the background. Would you mute your phone, please? Okay. I found where it was and I muted it. So if you want to come back on, or you want to say something, you can come back on and unmute your, and I'll put you on off mute. But right now we had a lot of noise in the background, and I didn't want that. So you know how we do it. You got to get your Bibles in front of you. Put your Bibles in front of you. Hallelujah. You know how we do. So today, this is how we do. We got some new people on today, and I thank God for you. We're doing scripture search. So if you know the answer, you can state your name and read it. Tell me where it's found, book, chapter, verse. Don't say, I think it's found, I want to know book, chapter, verse. So you're going to state your name, give me book, chapter, and verse, where it is. All righty. Okay, I'm going to unmute some more lines here. You may need to mute your line if you got stuff going on in your home. that you don't want us to hear? Because we can hear on the radio, it picks up a lot of stuff. Every little thing, every little move you make, it picks it up. So number one, scripture search. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. I want to know where that's found. Book, chapter, verse, state your name and read it. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. This is taken from the book of poetry. Book, chapter, verse. Where is it?
This is Talana, sounding Proverbs 8:14. Counsel is mine.
Right,
counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength.
I said that.
Amen.
That was the one.
Good job. Proverbs 8:14. All right, number two. From the books of the Old Testament history. Just letting you know, it's a New Testament history book, but we're in the Old Testament. From the books of the Old Testament history, this scripture says, and Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lies, and wherein thy mightiest deed bound to afflict thee.
Are those clean or dirty?
Where's that from? All right, you got to mute your phone if you're talking, because it's picking up on the radio. We can hear your conversation. All right, from the books of Old Testament history, this scripture says, and Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, where thy great strength lies, and wherein thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Say your name and give the answer. Mm-hmm. And I'll speak at one time. Say your name and give the answer.
When?
Hello?
When?
Are you talking to me?
O'clock,
I can
right?
hear you.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me? Hello? Okay, someone's talking. Here's the scripture again from the Old Testament books of history. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lies, and wherein thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Where is that found? It's in the Old Testament. Come on, you guys. Search. It's a scripture search. Search the scripture. Type it in your phone, in your computer, in your, you know, all those things. One of the books of history. You know the story of Samson and Delilah. But this particular scripture, where is it found? And Delilah said to Samson, you can type that in. Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lies, and wherein thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Where is it found?
I have, this is Sister Lainey, I have Judges 16:6.
Yes.
I found it. Okay.
All right, wait. Sister Lainey talking first. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
No, you speaking, Sister Lainey. Go ahead.
Okay, and Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee.
All right, where is that found again?
That's Judges. That was King James Version, Judges 16:6.
Okay, good job. Sister Mary, you found the same one?
Yes, and I was reading it, and I was on mute, so Yay.
Okay. All right. All right, maybe you'll find this one. This one says, from the books of poetry, this scripture says, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Where is that found? You got to give your name and read the scripture. Name, tell me the scripture, where it's found, and read it. From the books of poetry, this scripture says, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Where is that found? Book, chapter, verse. State your name. Give the book, chapter, verse. Come on, y'all. Don't just sit there. Listen. You got to search the scriptures. This is church time. Come on, y'all. Come on.
This is Linda.
Okay.
Psalms 35.
Okay.
Contend, O Lord,
what?
With those who. I'm sorry.
Psalms 35. What verse?
Psalms 35 and 1.
Good. Go ahead, Rick.
Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me.
Amen. Thank you so much. Excellent. All right, we got a couple more. Good to search. Okay. From the books of history of the Old Testament, this scripture says, we have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Where is that found? It's one of the books of history in the Old Testament. We have dealt very roughly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou hast commanded thy servant Moses. Where is that found? Book, chapter, verse. State your name first.
Tawana, Nehemiah 1 and 7. Nehemiah 1 and 7.
Yes.
We have dealt very corruptly against thee and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgment which thou commandest thee, thy servant Moses.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Talana. All right. Next scripture. This is the last one in this area. From the books of history, this scripture says, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Y'all know that one. From the books of history, it's 12 of those books. So which one? Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou go. Where is that found? What book? What verse? Chapter, verse?
Sister Lainey.
Mary.
Gospel of
Christ. Okay. All right. Go ahead, together. Y'all stay together. Where is it found?
Joshua 8, verse 1.
Try it again.
Oh, okay.
Joshua 1 and 9. Joshua 1 and 9.
Go ahead.
Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Amen. Now, I hope you guys are writing these scriptures down, because you know me, I'll come back and give them to you again. I need some help. I need some readers. I need some people who can do some scripture reading for me. So I'm going to give this scripture, get your paper pen ready. You know, when you come out here, you need Bible. You need paper. You need a ballpoint pen or a pencil, something to write with. And you need a sharp mind. Ask the Lord, say, Lord, give me a sharp mind before I get on them. We need it. I need it. I need a sharp mind. All right, here we go. First scripture. State your name and say, I'll read it. Proverbs 6, 8:20-24. Brother Brian, I see you out here. You want to read it for me? Brother Brian, you on mute?
Sister Mary, and I will read it.
All right, Brother Brian. Okay, hold on, Sister Mary. Brother Brian.
Proverbs 6:20-24.
Okay, you got it?
Proverbs 6:20-24.
I got it. Thank you, Sister Miriam. Proverbs 6:25-31. Proverbs 6:25-31. You got it? Sister
Miriam? Yes, Proverbs 6:25-31.
Correct.
Did you hear me?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, your phone is a little bit some sort of a noise, but it's okay. I can hear you. All right. Proverbs 6:32-35. We want to read that one.
Mary. I'll read. I thought that was the one that she just said she would read.
No, I'm giving you this one, Mary.
Okay.
That was Marion, and you are Mary. Oh. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking. I apologize.
That's
Proverbs
right.
6:32-35, Mary.
Okay.
Got it, Mary?
6:32-35. Got it.
Who can read Proverbs 7:1-5 for me? State your name. Proverbs 7:1-5. If I go too fast, just tell me read again. Proverbs 7:1-5. Okay, thank you.
I'll read Proverbs 7:1-5.
Thank you. All right, somebody else. Proverbs 7:16-17. Proverbs 7:6-17. Who wants to read that one? State your name.
This is Sister Laney. I'll read it.
All right. You need me to repeat it, the scripture?
7:6-17.
Thank you, Proverbs. All right, the next one?
Yeah.
Proverbs 7:18-27. Who wants to do that one? Proverbs 7:27.
If no one does it, and you want me to read too, I can.
Okay, Shalana, thank you. All right. 2 Peter 3:18. Who can read that one? 2 Peter 3:18.
I'll read it. Peter.
Okay.
7:13.
I'm sorry. 2 Peter 3:18.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Next scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. Somebody who hasn't said yes yet. Proverbs 3:5-6.
Who
wants to do that one?
This is Linda. I'll take Proverbs 3:5-6.
Thank you, Sister Linda. All right. So now I need somebody who can do these three scriptures. One person who can do these three scriptures who haven't volunteered yet. Psalms 119:97-100. I'm only going to give you one of them. I'm sorry, I'm not going to make you read three. Psalms 119:97-100. Who could take that one? One person. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is Sister Marion. I'll take it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Marion. All right. All right. Philippians 4:8. Who wants? Somebody who hasn't taken the scripture. Who wants to say that one? Gloria Dean, are you on here?
I'm Becky. I'll take it.
Okay. Thank you, Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be. Are you on here? Okay. Ephesians 5:16. We'll take that one. Ephesians 5:16.
Sister Selene, I'll take it.
Okay, thank you. All right, anybody need me to repeat their scriptures before we move forward?
Yeah, I need to clarify my. Did you say Philippians 1:8?
Okay,
yeah,
Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8.
Thank you.
Philippians. Okay, sure. All right. Now, if you got noise in the background, can you put your phone on mute until you get ready to read? So I'll call on you at the appropriate time. Just pay attention, listen when it's your turn. Thank you. That'll help me a tremendous amount. All right. Today is Wednesday, midweek Bible study time. Our message for today is taken from Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. And the title of the message is, My son, keep my words. Lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. So we got to keep God's commandments. We got to make sure we are listening to what God is telling us, okay? Listening to the word. So the word of God says in Proverbs 7, 1 through 2, as I just read the title. So Proverbs chapter 6 and 7, Solomon deals with several important topics that are vital to the survival as children of God, to our survival as children of God. So we got to make sure that we are paying close attention. Solomon, remember he was the wisest man who ever lived? God gave him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and riches. So let's pay attention. So let's discuss these three important topics in Proverbs chapter 6. It says, in chapter 6, verse 1, My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, it has stricken thy hand with the stranger, thou art snared with the words of my mouth. Thou art taken with the words of my mouth. Now, surety means a person who takes responsibility for another, their performance, and to perform an undertaking. For example, if they have to go to court, you'll go with them. You may even help them financially. Or you may pay a debt for them. You may say, listen, I need you to co-sign for me. So Solomon is telling his son, can't you hear the love of the father and for his son in each chapter in Proverbs? Solomon instructs his son in wisdom. He's instructing his son in wisdom. Solomon has many experiences in life. He had many experiences in life, and he wanted to spare his son grief, heartache, and pain, because that's what we go through when we're hard-headed, when we don't listen. So he wanted to, you know, spare his son. When we listen to the wisest man, Solomon, we can move forward in life. We can prosper. We can have blessings. You know, we can get wisdom, but we got to listen to him. Now, how do we listen to him? Not like you listen to the news on Channel 4, Channel 6. No, like you listening to Father God intently. You cut everything off and you listen. You're not distracted. You're paying close attention. So Proverbs tell his son, you know, how to avoid pitfalls and destruction. Will we listen? Yeah, so we got to listen too. And also, we have to listen to our sons and daughters. And we have to instruct our sons and daughters and our grandchildren so they won't be stubborn, hard-headed, and they won't ignore the instructions. Sometimes, you know, we include, I'm including myself, included, you know, we don't always follow the guidance given to us. Because, you know, we don't know that it's from God sometimes. You know, somebody come and tell you something, and you're like, okay, you take it lightly. But it could be sent from God. So you need to ask God, did you give me that wisdom that he or she told me? So we got to follow. Death and life are in the power of our tongue. Proverbs 18:21. Choose life. Don't choose death. Don't speak death over ourselves. We must speak life into existence. We were created by Father God, who spoke everything into existence. He said, let there be, and there was, and there is. And guess what he said? Everything he made is good. Not something. Everything he made is good. Now, I know we messed up a lot of things. We messed up the ocean. You know, we can't, sometimes they're putting bleach in our water that come in our faucet because we didn't mess it up, throwing toxins in the ocean. The good water that God gave us, we messed it up. So we got to make sure that we are listening, following instructions from God. I'm sorry, some loud music in my neighborhood. I have to close that door. Excuse me. So we got to listen to God's instructions. Because sometimes he comes through the word of God. Sometimes he may speak directly to you. Sometimes he may send somebody to speak to you. But you got to know when it's God. You're going to say, Lord, is that you speaking to me? It may be something simple like, you know, don't eat this today. Or go outside and pray around your house. It may be something simple. Okay? So God who said, let there be, he speaks in all different kinds of ways. So he said, you know, listen, son. Solomon's talking to his son. He said, observe the things that I tell you. Even the tiniest creature God made, educated. The tiniest creature that God made, Solomon used that to educate his son, to tell his son about the ways of the ant. He used those words. So he said, son, I'm going to tell you about this real tiny, tiny thing, but God made it. And look, he's very wise. The ant is very wise, and he prepares for his future. So when the time comes, you know, that we can't work, we've already made preparations for it. We've already stocked up on everything. You know, I was in Hurricane Katrina. Sister Glory Jean was in Hurricane Katrina. Sister Vivian, we were in Hurricane Katrina. I lost everything in 1 second. However long it took, I wasn't in the place. Thank God. He saved my life, but my whole house was underwater. Lost my car. Everything. Had to start all over again. But God is faithful. So we got to listen and pay attention. Listen to God. You know what? I didn't even listen to the news until somebody told me. Go look at the news. I still don't look at TV today. But God sends warning. He'll send them through other people. Somebody told me, go look at the news. I went and looked at it. And I said, now, Lord, what you want me to do? I was lost. I didn't know what to do. He told me. He didn't even speak to me. He was just silent. And whenever he's silent, I know I don't move. I don't do nothing. I just stay in place. So Solomon knew how to avoid wicked people. So he told his son, avoid wicked people and avoid wickedness. Now, he didn't want just to avoid these people and be wicked. He wanted to avoid people and wicked people and wickedness. Because Solomon was so wise, he was aware of abomination, which is wickedness. God hates abomination. These are things that disgust God. That's an abomination. He hates abomination, particularly these in Proverbs. He talked about 7 abominations. He said to his son, God hates these 6 things, but 7 are an abomination to him. Now, the first one is arrogant eyes. You know, it's an exaggerated sense of that we're so important. You know, we all important. Yeah, It's an exaggerated sense of our own importance, our own abilities, relying on those. No, we got to rely on God. Number two, a lying tongue. He said, tell the truth. Don't go around lying. The truth will set you free. So tell the truth. Listen to the truth. Know the truth when you hear it. The next one is hands that shed innocent blood. Cain killed his brother, his innocent brother who did nothing because he was jealous of him. Also, aborting babies. There's the spirit of Moloch going throughout the world. Moloch was a deity. He was a false god. And Moloch burned children. He said, don't get rid of your children. Don't burn them. Don't kill them. You know what? They have abortion clinics all around Jacksonville. All around that. They have people that go and hold up signs. Don't abort. Do you know they still go into places anyway? They'll see the sign. God hate abortion. Don't abort your baby. They still do it anyway. But they're dead. We talk about the walking dead. They're dead in their relationship with God. But we have to wake them up. We have to tell them. It's against God to abort your baby. You're going to have to pay for that. Murder, killing, you know, people who haven't done anything. The next one, a mind that devises wicked plans. What's a wicked plan? Dishonesty, immorality, abuse, misleading, feet that go quick to do wrong, run to evil things, evil plots, plans, and schemes, kidnapping, sex trafficking, child abuse, robbing a bank, bamboozling, which is tricking the elderly out of their money. They have a lot of people, you know, you get these prank calls, and they say, you know what, don't you want to win $1 million? Just give me your name, your social security number, your bank information. Uh-uh, it's a scam. It's a trick. They're trying to rob you. Don't pay attention to them. You're not going to get it like that. Uh-uh. Seven, a person who spreads conflict among relatives, okay? A person who spread conflict among relatives. They lying on each other. Girl, you know what Madison said? You know what Jane said? You know what John said? You know what Sam said? They said this about you. That's lying. Don't lie on your relatives. Don't. When your relatives lie on you, the Bible says, pray for those who say all manner of evil against you for my name's sake. You got to pray for them. Solomon did not listen to his father David on avoiding adultery. He was big in adultery. He had 700 wives and 300 girlfriends. Solomon's choice of all these women in his life caused him to turn his heart to false gods. So Solomon told his son, he warned him sternly about a certain type of woman that could cause him to commit adultery. Solomon described her as deceitful, plotting, that will eventually lead to death if his son did not listen. So I need my first reader, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 through 24.
Okay, Proverbs 6:20-24 reads, my son, keep your father's commandments and forsake not your mother's teachings. Bind them on your heart always. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp and the teaching a light. And the reproofs of discipline are the way of life, to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yes, we got to pay attention. You know, Solomon was wise now. So we got to teach our sons and daughters. Do you know the world, and even our young children, they think it's okay to, you know, go have sex when you fit 12, 10, 11. They involved in sex. Don't you think they're not? If you're not teaching them, don't you rely on the world to teach them. In the schools now, they can get condoms. They can get, what you call those pills? They can get the pill. Are you teaching your daughter? Listen here. Are you teaching your son? God does not have double standards. I was teaching a group of young people, and they said, well, why God say that the boys can do this, but the girls have to do that. He has no double standards. And if you read in 1 Corinthians 7, 1 and 2, it says it's better for a man or a boy not to touch a woman or a girl, but every man, every woman have their own husband or their own wife. Those are not double standards. So we got to teach our young people. You know, when I was growing up, they said, oh, yeah, boys, you can stay out as long as you want. Girls, you got to be in at midnight. No, we don't have double standards. God don't have them. So thank you so much, Brother Brian. Announce your name when you're reading for me, please. All right, the next reader, Proverbs 6, 25 through 21. Who's that reader?
This is Sister Marion.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I have 25 through 31, Proverbs 25 through 31. Lest not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and in his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon his hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever touches her, shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be told, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whosoever committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that does it, it destroyeth his own soul. That was Proverbs 25 through 32.
All right, Proverbs 6, 25 through 31. Thank you so much. All right. So Solomon describes her strategy. You know, people have strategies. There can be good strategies and there can be evil strategies. But this woman had evil strategies. She was wicked. She had wicked plots, plans to destroy a man. Warning, warning, warning. This is what Solomon is giving his son. He said, don't be deceived by her beauty. She is very evil inside. Wickedness is in her soul, her mind, and her body. Don't gaze. Don't look into her eyes. They are deceitful and alluring, seductive, powerful, mysterious, fascinating, charming, tempting. Run like Joseph when he left his coat behind. So who has the next scripture? Proverbs 6, 32 through 35.
Mary.
I have that. Starting in verse 32. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. And that's the King James Version.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much. All right. So her price may seem cheap, he said, but her price will rob you of your life, your body, and your soul. It's a trap you will not be able to escape from. Do you know how fire can burn your clothes? Don't get tricked out of your life, because your life is more precious than a one-night stand, than a brief encounter, than a prostitute's allurement. Stay clear of her. Run, run, run for your life. Do not touch this woman. She is married, you know. It means death, not just physical death, but spiritual death, separation from God. An adulterous man is, you know, the same way. You know, he can get disease, or she, dishonor and disgrace. When her husband finds out, he will show you no mercy. he will take revenge on you. You can't pay him to change his mind. After all, it's his wife that you touch, mind, body, and soul. All right? So we're in Proverbs chapter 7 right now. So we got Proverbs chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. State your name and read.
This is Polana. Wait. Let me get to it. Ah. One moment. I just lost it. Okay. It says, my son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you, so they are readily available to guide you. Keep my commandments and live, and keep my teachings and law as the apple of your eye. Bind them securely on your fingers. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Say to skillful and godly wisdom, you are my sister, and regard understanding and intelligent insight as your intimate friend, that they may keep you from the immoral woman, from the foreigner who does not observe God's laws, and who flatters with her smooth words.
Amen. Thank you. All right. It says, keep my commandments and live. These are Solomon's rules. They are divinely given to be observed as strictly as the Ten Commandments. Solomon told his son to pay attention to his words, treasure his commandments, and that, you know, he instilled in obey all my commandments so you can live. I care very deeply for you, my son, the son of my mom, who came from your mother and me. We love you and we want the best life for you. We love you and we want the best life for you. So we're passing down these instructions to you because we've learned sometimes through experience. Write my words on the tablet of your heart. Your mind treasure them. Words are worth more than silver and gold, the words that I tell you. All right, so my words are life. My words are life. Okay, Sister Lanny, let me see. Hold on. You have Proverbs 7, 6 through 17. Hello? I can't hear you. You may be on mute, Sister Lynn.
Am I on mute? Let me see. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Sister G, can you hear me? Okay. 6 through 17. For at the window of my house, I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones, I discern among the youth a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner. And he went the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met with a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lies in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings for me. I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face. And I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, olives, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. I'll stop at 17.
Okay.
I have perfumed my bed with myrrh and olive and cinnamon. That's the last one.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Delana, You have Proverbs 17:18-27.
It says, come let us drink out. Okay, I'm off mute. Says, come let us drink our fill of love until morning. Let us console and delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey, and he has taken a bag of money with him, and he will come home on the appointed day. With her many persuasions, she caused him to yield with her flattering lips. She seduced him. Suddenly he went after her, as an ox goes to the slaughter, not knowing the outcome, or as one in stocks going to the correction, to be given to a fool, until an arrow pierced his liver with a mortal wound. Like a bird fluttering straight into the net, he did not know that it would cost him his life. Now, therefore, my sons, listen to me and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her evil, immoral path, for she has cast down many mortality wounded. Indeed, all who were killed by her were strong. Her house is the way to Sheol, descending to the chambers of death.
Yeah, so Proverbs 7, in this point, Solomon is warning his son. He said, my words are light, and they will give you long, abundant life. But you must, and I repeat, you must follow all my commandments I give you. Whatever it takes for you, you must use wisdom concerning women, particularly this kind of woman. Let me tell you up front, she is demon-possessed. Avoid her at all costs. Do not talk to her. Do not listen to her. She has a conversation for you and all God-fearing young men. She wants to kill them, to take them off the righteous path, the path God has them on. Her job is to smooth talk them into hell by the way of her looks. Well, her fragrance, her thoughts are demonic. She is cruel, devious, and sly. She is related to the serpent that tricked Eve and Adam out of everything God gave them to live a joyful life forever with a relationship with him. She is like Delilah, who tricked Samson, set him up to be killed, and cut off his relationship with God. When you cut off your relationship with God, you lose your inheritance, your blessing, and you receive curses. So my son, I can't warn you enough to avoid that kind of woman throughout your life. Stay tuned to God. Remain pure. The other thing I want to tell you is that the flip side of this is that ungodly men can be just like this demonic possessed woman. Their assignment is to trick God's women into losing their soul and their relationship with God. Follow my commandments and live the life that God has planned for you. All right? So I still have some more scriptures to read. We're taking a break from those. And right now, we're going to go into the homework. So Brother Brian has Proverbs 6, 1 through 8, homework. Now, remember, give about 4 or 5 sentences. Just summarize. Don't read the scriptures. Just tell what your scriptures are about. Remember? Don't forget. Love y'all. Go ahead, Brother Brian.
All right, Sister G, so, Brother Brian, again, the thing that I had was Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 8, and the thing that I really got from this is the fact of you should not make pledges with people unless you're sure you can follow through with them, which is why he said in verse 2 specifically that if you're snared by the words of your mouth and caught in the words, then save yourself and make sure that you go and make things right with people, no matter if you lose sleep, no matter if you lose energy, but make sure that you fulfill the promises that you give to other people. And I believe he says that because, you know, our God is a God that he should not lie. Neither the Son that he should repent. And God, if God is faithful to fulfill every promise that he has given, then we as his children should be able to do the same. And that's it.
Amen, amen. All right, Sister Vivian. Sister Vivian, are you on? Hello? Okay. I can't hear you if you're on. You're not coming through. Okay, let's move on to Sister Zelana. You have Proverbs 6, 17 through 25. Proverbs
6, we basically touched on it earlier. You talked about the seven things that God hates and truly that they are an abomination to him. So I won't go over those. We know basically what they are. But the main thing was Solomon was just telling his son to keep his commandments. He was just giving him direction, which we should adhere to the direction of our elders, especially if they're God-fearing men or women. And so he was just telling them, get this, hold on to wisdom, understand, don't do this, don't do that, and hold this dear to your heart, because these things that I'm telling you will be able to be not only a lamp, but it'll also be a light to your journey of life.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Okay, let's see. Who has Sister Lani, you next. Proverbs 6, 25,
26 through 35. Yes, ma'am. I want to apologize. It was impossible to hold 10 verses into four lines. And I'll try to move. A prostitute is a cheap sale, a purchase. An adulterous person is far worse. If you play with fire, you will get burned. And it is even more dangerous to sleep with another man's wife. That, too, will cost you, maybe even your life. You can have more, people can have more compassion for a thief who steals because he's hungry than for a selfish, unwise man that voluntarily commits adultery. When a thief is exposed, he will have to pay back seven times what he stole. But an adulterous man is exposed. When an adulterous man is exposed, he puts his very life in danger because of a jealous husband who won't take your money as a payout, but he may take your very life. And the question is it worth it to dishonor and disgrace yourself and others around you who care about you?
All right. Thank you. Excellent. Sister Marion, mm-hmm. You have Proverbs 7, 1 through 8. What's it about?
Yes. Okay, it's basically Solomon is basically telling his son to keep his commandments and his words and the law as the apple of his eye. He's telling him to keep them in his heart. Let the wisdom be like his sister and understanding like his kingswoman. Let his word be kept. Keep him from strange women and strangers, which flattereth with her words. And he discerned that there was a young man that is void understanding. And when he passed the strange woman's house, he went the way to her house. And that was 1 through 8.
Okay, thank you. All right, you guys are doing a great job. Sister Mary Nichols, you have Proverbs 7, 9 through 16. Sister Mary, are you off mute? Sister Mary Nichols, we can't hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry, Sister G. I have been looking, and I did not know which ones I had. So.
Okay.
7.
9 through 16.
That's
Okay. I'll come back to you in a minute, okay? Glardine.
Okay.
Glardine has Proverbs 7, 17 through 27.
Yes. You want me to give that?
Yes.
Yes, your summary.
Okay. 17 through 27. Yes. 77 son. Yield not to temptation, as you see. And see the word there. You say she's ready. She got her bed ready, all sweet for you. And the goodness of the house is not there. He's gone. So it's like her husband is gone. She's prepared a house, as you see, a house that's going down to hell, and had him to come in. And yield not to her, because she's battering and putting all the lust in you. The enemy just putting the lust into you to go after her and just get into that, and then you're going after her as a, just like a as if a bird fly to the snare, right into a trap, like a, you're going like a bird going into a trap. Stay away, you try to understand as she comes this time, talking to her. Praise God, and he tells her, she has men a lot messed up, a lot of them strong men, a lot of them killed, because when the good man comes back and find her with other men or whatever means, he may kill him or whatever, or they may get out before he comes in. So they're telling that this is a woman that's going down to hell. Stay away from her.
Amen. Thank you so much. Excellent. All right, Sister Mary Nichols, you ready? Yeah, Proverbs 7, 9 through 16. We can't hear you.
All right. Proverbs verses 7, verse 9 to 17. Is that it? 9 to 16. Okay. Well, basically, the first part is that so much of this is done under the cover of night. Twilight, evening, black and dark night. But it is this woman's time to come out into the street. She's dressed like a harlot. She's made preparations to catch a man. And when she finds him, she gives him this big kiss. And with an impudent face, she says, you know, come on in, because I have prepared for the evening with, I've decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works and linen from Egypt. So she has plans for it.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, you guys did a wonderful job. I'm so proud of you all. Give yourself a big hug. All right. I just love you guys. You all are so excellent. I tell you what, God is just so good. I thank God for sending you all on Wednesday midweek Bible study. So just keep me in your prayers every day. Pray for me that I'll, you know, get the message God wants me to get for the lesson every week. All right. So now we had to memorize. So, you know, we're supposed to memorize Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. Who's ready? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. Who memorized it?
Sister Marion.
All right, go ahead. Sister Marion, say it by heart. We're going to put you on, you know, your honor. We trust you. Go ahead.
Okay, it says to know wisdom is to perceive the works of understanding. To know wisdom is to perceive the work of understanding. Did I get it right?
Almost.
Did I get it right?
Hold on one second. Do you have TV or something on at your house, Sister Marion?
No, I don't. That's somebody else. I don't have anything on.
Okay, thanks.
I don't have anything on.
All right. Okay,
that's someone else.
Okay, someone has a TV or something on the background. Please turn it off or put your phone on mute. Thank you. All right. So, anyone else memorize the scriptures?
The two words that stood out in that verse, Proverbs 1 and 2, to know and to perceive. To know wisdom and understanding, and to perceive the word of understanding. To know wisdom and understanding, to perceive the words of understanding.
You were close. That wasn't quite it, but you were close.
All right.
This is Talana. I memorized it, but I forgot it. I want to say it's to know wisdom and instruction and understanding.
I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. With, I am going to reassign this for next week. Listen, I'm going to reassign this scripture for next week. It's very simple. You all are very close. But you got to, the reason why, I'm going to tell you what. We got to memorize the Greek scriptures, number one, to increase our knowledge of God. Who has 2 Peter 3:18? Who has that scripture? Sister Mary Nichols, you have that scripture, 2 Peter 3:18. Sister Mary, are you there? Can someone else read it for me? 3:18, 2 Peter, or did I say first? 2 Peter 3:18. Who can take read that for me?
This is Sister Mary. I'll read it.
2 Peter 3:18. All right, go ahead. Read it.
Oh, okay. It is I'm sorry. I lost it.
Okay, I have it here. 2 Peter 3:18.
All right, go ahead, Becky. Becky, go ahead, read it.
2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Becky. We appreciate that. So, yeah, we got to grow in the grace and knowledge of God. We grow by reading the scriptures, by studying the scriptures, by memorizing. This is why we need to memorize. All right. We got another reader, Sister Linda, Proverbs 3:5-6.
Proverbs 3:5-6. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda. Awesome, awesome. That's another reason we have to memorize the scripture, okay? So God can do those things for us. I hope you are writing these scriptures down so you can study them later. All right. Next scripture, Sister Mariam. You had Psalms 119:97-100. So that
yes.
deals with all right, supplying us with wisdom. Go ahead.
Psalms 119:97-100. Oh, how
okay.
love thy law it is my meditation all the day. Though through my commandments has thou made me wiser than mine own enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more the accidents, the ancients, before I keep thy precepts.
Amen.
That was 97
right,
through 100.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You guys are excellent readers and great thinkers. I thank God for you all coming on. All right. So you're getting the information on wisdom. We got to love the word of God. Love it. Fall in love with it. You know, I have a Bible just about in every room. Even in the bathroom, I keep a Bible. So keep a Bible in every room. Pick it up. Read it. Don't let it get dust on it. No. Do you know some people will get beheaded if they have a Bible in their, on their possession, in their home? And we are free here in America to read the word. So value it. It's valuable. All right. The next scripture, Philippians 4:8. So Becky, go ahead. Becky, you may be muted. I'm just wrong. Becky?
Okay, I'm here. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on this.
All right. Thank you, Becky. You see that?
No.
God has everything already lined up for us. He even tells us how to think. If you don't know what to think about, go to Philippians 4:8. It'll tell you step by step what to think. He said, think on these things. Don't think on Channel 4, Channel 48. Don't think on the radio. Don't think on, you know, the YouTube. Think on these things in Philippians 4:8. So that's what we got to think on. He said, you know, whatever things are true, think on those things. Think on honorable things. Think on things that are fair, pure, and acceptable, commendable. Think on those things. Practice, you know, what you've learned and receive them. So that's what we're doing. Okay, last scripture, Sister Lanny has it. Ephesians 5:16. Ephesians 5:16. Mr.
Lane,
we can't hear you.
Yes, ma'am. I have Ephesians 5, and it simply says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Save time by using it wisely. Ephesians 5:16.
All right. Thank you. Make the most of your opportunities because the days are evil days. So don't be foolish. But understand what the Lord wants. And how can we understand that we don't study? You got to have a prayer time, a study time, a time, you know, where you just spend with the Lord. Just listen to him. Yeah, you want to know how to memorize the word of God? Yeah, get in his presence. Say, Lord, I need help with this scripture. I know Sister G said we need to memorize it. I know I need to memorize it. Memorizing is not just for children. It will help our mind to stay on God. So Proverbs 1 and 2, let's turn to it. Everybody turn to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. Everybody, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. We'll count to 10, and we can all read it together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's read it. Proverbs 1 and 2.
To know wisdom and instruction,
to know wisdom,
to perceive the words of understanding.
All right. Next week, know those scriptures. All right. We have the mind of who? We have the mind of.
Right.
Thanks.
All right. Mind the clock. Well, it's prayer time. Prayer time. I'm gonna ask. Let's see, Sister Glory Dean, can you pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Revere? Thank God for their lives. They're yet alive. Strong.
Praise God. Pray for their lives. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. We give you glory, God. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the day that you're given to us. And for the babies, God, the days that you're given to these babies, every day is a beautiful day. And we thank the Lord that these babies shall grow in the atmosphere of the Lord thy God with wisdom, with knowledge, and understanding, God. We thank you, Lord, that these babies shall be around with the be with the parents, God, that's going to teach them right from wrong, Father, even as little infants, God, because babies, children, no matter how young you are, no one's coming up, they can understand. They understand a lot. And a lot of them, we know that the babies come here, praise God, they come here bad doing little things. That's why they say born into iniquity, but they're born to do little things. But we as parents, we know that the parents will teach them. The Lord, we thank you for these babies. We thank you, Lord. We know that they're growing now, God, because prayers have been going out for them. We know they're strong, God. These little babies are growing strong. They're getting older, more understanding, Father God. They're doing what the Word says, God. They're perceiving. They're perceiving wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you, Lord, in their growth. And God, we thank you, Lord. Keep them under the shadow of your wings, Father God. Keep them there, God. And God, we preserve them, God. Preserve all evil from them. Preserve, God. Preserve their little souls, God. And preserve their little going out and their coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much for the participants on Wednesday midweek Bible study. I thank you, Lord God, for Sister Talana. Bless her and her family in the name of Jesus. Particularly, Lord God, keep her safe as she come in and go out in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the ministry that you have given her to accomplish in this earth, her purpose that you sent her here on the earth realm to do. In the name of Jesus, keep her healthy and well. In the name of Jesus, I lift up my son, Brother Brian. I thank you for this mighty man of God and all that you're doing in him, through him, and for him. May the blessings of the Lord running down and take him over. Give him the wisdom like Solomon gave his son wisdom. I thank you for Sister Marion for what you're doing in her life. Bless her like never before. Continually heal her digestive system, heal her body. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you sent the word and healed her. In Jesus' name, I thank you for Penny. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for all that you're doing for Penny, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for divine protection for her, divine direction. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for healing into a portion. I thank you for all of her family, her sisters, her brothers, her nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, whole family, Lord God. Father, as you have downloaded music in her, I thank you that she will continually bring forth songs that will heal, deliver, set free people in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for Sister Gloria Jean, mighty woman of God, an aged woman of God, was full of wisdom, full of knowledge, full of understanding, full of your word. May she continually spread your word everywhere she goes, in the building where she lives, and with everyone she comes in contact with. Heal her body continually. And Lord, you said we're healed by your stripes. You said beloved above all. I wish that you prospered in health, even as your soul prospers. I thank you, Father God, for Sister Mary Nichols, your daughter, whom you love so much, and you love each one of us. I thank you for her health and her strength. As she is a health coach, Lord God, teach her, download in her everything she needs to teach us health and healing. Oh, God, the foods we should eat, the foods we should not eat. I thank you for her husband and her children. In the name of Jesus, bless her entire family. I thank you for Sister Linda. I thank you for her husband, her children, her grandchildren, Lord God. I thank you for the wisdom that you have given this mighty woman of God. Everything that she is concerned about, we leave it at your feet. Your yoke is easy. Your burdens are light. I thank you that she's healed by the stripes of Jesus. I thank you for healing her knees. In the name of Jesus, her digestive system, oh God. Align her hips, her joints. in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord is her strength. I thank you for Sister Becky, Lord God, a young woman of God, oh God, who knows your name. But, Lord, most of all, you know her name, her location. You know everything concerning her. You said the steps of a good person are ordered by you. Continually order her steps, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing in her. I thank you for everyone who came on today. If I missed anybody, Lord God, I cover all of us with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as we close out, but not from your presence, oh, God, walk with us and talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. In Jesus' name, amen. Does anyone have any special prayer requests? Hello? Anybody? Okay. Well, Sister Glory Dean, you want to play a song? You want to play us out? Or you want me to play that other song?
I could sing it without the music. Is it okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Sing without music. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, love lifted me. You know, I'll sing that song. Praise God. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace ashore. Very deeply stand within, thinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, for now I'm safe. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed present life, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful love and service to him belong. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing helped, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing helped, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Well, I love each of you. I pray God's protection, healing, direction upon you. May he continually order our steps every day. May we receive the word of God as we read, study, and obey. Hallelujah. Anybody want to say anything before we close? All righty. Love y'all. Love you. Talk to you next week, next Wednesday or Saturday. We'll be on. Love you.
Amen.